The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Good morning, Rolene Marks. What unbelievable news coming out of Israel?
Good morning. Missed you. But before we even discuss Israel, I didn't know that you could grow loofahs in your garden. Now, I have learned something new today.
Oh, you see. So you've actually been listening, huh?
Paying attention.
You can, yeah. And they're actually, they come as like these gourds.
Yeah.
And you just peel them and inside is the loofah. And inside the loofah are all these seeds. And you just remove them and you can plant them and grow more loofahs.
Well, listen. As a rule of safety, I should not be allowed near any plants. Plants tend to please back away. But yeah, very interesting. So thank you for that. But yeah, a really, really important day to wake up to, a day of jubilation. Although we haven't seen it officially on the Tel Aviv municipality's building yet. But in case you are playing normalization bingo, and in case you have not seen the latest headline, big news coming in last night, and that is news that Morocco has agreed to normalize ties with Israel, making it the fourth Arab state to do so. Very, very exciting because, and here's a very interesting fact that many people may not be aware of, over a million Israelis are actually descendants or came from Morocco originally. Jews, when they escaped the Inquisitions and persecution in places like Spain and Portugal, fled to Morocco. Morocco was the first country that welcomed them. And then, of course, as upheaval happened over the years and after the founding of the State of Israel, many of the Middle Eastern and North African Jews were forced to flee their homes, including Moroccans. And today we have over a million Israelis of Moroccan descent. Very, very happy because maybe this means we get to visit Morocco now.
Absolutely. Were Israelis prohibited from visiting Morocco?
It wasn't easy to get there. Israelis do go to Morocco. Morocco is quite a popular destination, but not very easy to get here. Now we're hoping that there will be direct flights. The Prime Minister has said this will be a warm peace. Very, very significant because if we look at where we are with peace agreements, peace with Egypt and peace with Jordan exists, but it's not a warm peace like we're enduring with Bahrain and with the United Arab Emirates. Very moving sights coming from Dubai last night as Hanukkiyot were lit up across the city. Mm. Very, very, very special. Incredible stories coming from Israelis who are in Dubai at the moment. Also coming from Emiratis who are saying, you know, we're no longer hearing Arabic spoken. We're hearing a lot of Hebrew. And I went to a restaurant and was the only person without a kippah. So the Israelis are coming. But now Morocco, has been an incredibly rich Jewish past in that country. It's a country where we've seen, you know, rhetoric and action slowly starting to warm up. The king of Morocco, very, very fond of and very protective of his Jewish community. But also this is very significant because this is an African country that is recognizing Israel, recognizing Israel's existence, wanting to cooperate on a number of fronts. Of course, it does come with a caveat. And one of those reasons or one of those criteria is that Morocco is able to sort of, I don't want to use recognize, although the recognition of Morocco's sovereignty over Western Sahara, which is disputed territory, is part of this deal. And for all the people out there keeping score, you know, when you do sign peace deals, you know, it's not all just sunshine, lollipops and roses. There are issues, there are criteria to part of these deals. We've seen it with the UAE where aircraft was a part of that. Now with Morocco, it's sovereignty over Western Sahara, that disputed territory. But very, very good news for Israelis. And like him or loathe him, you have to give this to President Trump. He has scored magnificently with these normalization agreements in the Middle East.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it's. Did you ever think that we would be talking about peace in the Middle East ever in your lifetime, Rolene?
Well, we used to say peace in the Middle East, the shortest story ever written, and now we're seeing it as a reality. But more than that, we're seeing the fruits of it, coming forward very, very quickly. There's been a big conference in the UAE this week called GTEX. Israelis represented there. I know many, some of them are my clients who are being represented at this conference. We would never have said that a couple of months ago. We would never would be talking about Emirati celebrating Hanukkah with us. You know, it was absolutely inconceivable. Hanukkah, that most Zionist of all the Jewish festivals, because we're talking about, reclaiming identity, fighting the forces of colonization. And I was very moved at a story coming out of Dubai yesterday. There's a Sephora. I mean, Kathy, you know, for me, a Sephora is every reason to visit Dubai. If you don't know what Sephora is, it's a big like makeup and perfume mecca. I know you ladies in the studio.
I did not know that. Did you know that, Nabutle?
No.
It's called a Sephora.
Mm-mm. I didn't know.
Well, you see the things that we learn here on High FM. Keep schooling us, Rolene Marks.
Well, I didn't know. You know, we don't have a Sephora in Israel. We, you know, had to make pilgrimage to places like New York for that. Now we can just go 3 hours away to Dubai. And there was a Syrian guy who was quoted in one of our Israeli publications as saying, you know, when he first heard the Israelis were coming to shop, he said, you know, his whole body tensed. He didn't know what to expect. He says, but you know what? They're really friendly. He says, and they spend a lot of money. So, you know, who'd have thunk it, guys? Lipstick. Lipstick is the key to peace in the Middle East. But yeah, every single day we are hearing more and more stories of cooperation. This week, a memorandum of agreement was signed in the Arab Emirates to build a museum in Israel, in Jerusalem, to the Jews who are refugees from MENA countries. And what a way to bring that full circle with this incredibly historic decision. A great big thank you to the Trump administration and to the King of Morocco and to our own Prime Minister and administration with this agreement of ties with Morocco. So will it be Sufganiyot next year for Hanukkah, or will it be Mufletot from Morocco?
I don't know. I'm hoping next year we'll be Cook Sisters and Fed Cook. Do you know what I mean? Like we have a South African, we have South African oily foods. That we could
from your mouth, from your mouth, powers that be who are listening and hopefully paying attention to the changing Middle East and changing attitudes towards Israel. Just saying that.
Rolene, so look, I mean, you make reference, and we all see it, to this changing Middle East. What is next for the Palestinian people, though? Because that, you know, that is a story that is not going to go away. These are real people who really are in a very, very bad situation.
Well, this is the million-dollar question. What is the situation now for Palestinians? The landscape is changing. You know, what's it going to take for Palestinians to come to the table? One thing that is very interesting is that, you know, of course, we expect a condemnation from Hamas, but Hamas are recognized internationally as a terror organization. But we've heard nothing from the Palestinian Authority with regards to this. And there's a lot of hope that they are watching this and starting to realize, you know, the region is changing. Are you going to take that brave step and change along with it? This week we had the resignation of Hanan Ashrawi, a senior member of the PLO executive and also spokesperson for the government, who handed in her resignation. She said it's time for reform. Now, Hanan Ashrawi, as many people will be familiar, has taken a very aggressive stance against Israel. You know, this is very interesting to see this kind of language. I don't want to have too much hope yet, but let's see what happens. Also, somebody who's wearing a big omelet on his face today is former Secretary of State of the U.S., John Kerry. John Kerry's famous for saying, no, 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 there will be no peace with Arab countries until there's peace with the Palestinian. Well, for every no that he has said, we've got a country now normalizing ties with Israel. And we're hoping that the Palestinians are going to to see the what's coming out of these agreements. You know, it's expected that we're going to be doing several billion dollars in trade just with the UAE. And this is an opportunity for Palestinians to say, you know what, we need to come to the table. We need to start talking to the Israelis. We need to forge a way to peace for the sake of our own people. Nobody is saying that that will take away their right to self-determination. You know, I think we have to accept the fact that we're not going to have one big rainbow nation, for those of you out there who think that that's the way to go. We have two peoples, Israelis, Palestinians, each wanting their own national aspirations. Israel have done it. We can see the success of Israel as a country. If you want a Palestinian state, you need to find that brave leadership. And President Abbas, 17 years in a four-year term, you know, come on. That's not very democratic. You need to go to elections. You need to start listening to the Palestinian people, who I'm sure are paying a lot of attention to what is happening in the Middle East.
And where it puts them, I mean, it's they really have been kept subjugated. Do you know what I mean? To their own leadership. I don't even think that Israel has got as much to do with that as, you know, as their leadership would like to believe. But my heart really does go out to the Palestinians, Roy.
Well, I think all of us do. I think that we have to remember something very important. Just because you are pro-Israel doesn't mean you have to be anti-Palestinian.
An idiot.
You know, yes. We have to look at the situation on the ground for Palestinians. And you said something very important. It has a lot to do with the leadership and how obstinate they are and a certain sense
and it's about money.
Of belligerence. And it's also all about money. And now we're seeing another country starting to scrap their aid to the Palestinians, Norway, not a great friend of Israel, but the Norwegian parliament saying, you know what, we give you aid. The aid is to, you know, build your infrastructure. We see that money going towards propagating anti-Semitism and incitement in your educational material. And now we're going to withdraw that aid. And you know what? It's not victimizing them. It's saying, you know what? We want to help you help yourselves, but you're not going to help yourselves by continuing with an ideology that all it does is it bears destruction. You need to change. And, you know, hopefully the message is starting to seep in. The Arab countries as well saying, what have you done with that money that we've given you? Where has it all gone? We're not going to give you money if you're going to continue to behave like this.
Absolutely. Rolene Marks, I just want to go through some of these messages. Mike messaging says Rav Daniel Katz will be happy about Morocco. He had a retreat in Morocco last year with lots of travel problems, I'm sure. Sharon Wang says lots of good shopping in Dubai, apparently.
Going to have to test that, Sharon.
Clive Wangian says that Donald Trump and Netanyahu are the greatest statesmen ever. Listen, I mean, they did do amazing things, right?
Right. Well, you know, like him or loathe him, Donald Trump, who is extremely polarizing. But remember, guys, a broken clock gets it right twice a day. Sure. So we have to, you know, no matter where you sit on your opinion on President Trump, you have to give that to his administration.
All right. And Rolene Marks, that is where we leave it. We say, Chag Sameach, Shabbat Shalom, and I will catch up with you on Monday afternoon. You'll be speaking to Chad Thomas, and you and I will catch up next Friday.
You know it's a date, ladies. Bring your loofahs and your lipstick.
100%. Shabbat shalom. God bless Rolene Marks. Take care. Bye-bye. That's Rolene Marks, Israel correspondent.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.